It bothers me a lot when I see churches tearing themselves apart over stupid controversies, when I see Christian marriages falling apart over this or that. You have to ask yourself, how do things get to that point? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. You know, a lot of people spend a lot of time reading the Bible, listening to sermons, doing Bible studies, and that's all really good. The question is, why do we do that? At one stage, I found the whole study thing so interesting that I completely forgot the point that it wasn't just a theory lesson. Far from it. This was God speaking directly to me, and it was supposed to make a difference in my life. Now, that may sound rather obvious, and obvious it is, but it's amazing how easy it is to miss the obvious. Ask yourself, why is there so much argument and carry-on sometimes within churches? Why are there church splits all too frequently? Why do Christian marriages end up in divorce? Why do... Well, I'm sure you're getting the drift. If we Christians say that we believe in Jesus, if we take the time to listen to sermons, go to Bible studies, sing songs and on, why does this stuff happen? Could it be that we're missing the point? 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. My purpose in telling you to do this is to promote love, the kind of love shown by those whose thoughts are pure, who do what they know is right, and whose faith in God is real. See, this thing, the Bible, sure, it can be interesting when you get into it. I mean, really interesting. But the point of it all is love that comes from a pure heart, a good conscience, and a sincere faith. That's the point. And that's God's word, fresh for you today. The deeper we go into God's word, the more the grace and the love of Jesus Christ transform our hearts. Because God's word is God speaking his love and his wisdom into our lives. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com. And right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching from God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.